la 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 la.
Welcome to 1.21 gigawatts on BFF.fm. That was LaSalle's, and this week I'm in the studio on my own, so I picked an easy year, 1966, possibly the best year in music, although I think I've said that in the past. Fairly Motown heavy episode, and we're going to play a lot of music, so I'm going to kick it off with James Brown.
In your
Smokey Robinson and the Miracles with Hold On Shaking in My Heart Since I Met You, from 1966, of course. That was, apparently, it didn't do as well as their previous singles, didn't break the top 20 on Billboard. Still one of my favorites. It's also been covered by the Helicopters, so if you like a more up-tempo, rocky version, that's one to check out. Before that, Wilson Pickett with 6345789. Great little number as well. And the first one in this set was James Brown with In the Wee Wee Hours of the Night, from apparently his 16th album, so he's a very, very busy man. Coming up is Tammy Terrell. Thank you.
in the pit of my heart, and each day it grows more and more. I'm not ashamed to come and plead to you, baby. Your pleading keeps you from walking out that door.
River Deep Mountain High by Ike and Tina Turner, although supposedly Ike Turner was actually paid money to stay away from the studio, and it's probably so that Phil Spector, the producer, could do whatever he wanted to in the studio. The single didn't do particularly well, even though it's kind of had a resurgence since, and some credit this to Phil Spector's kind of the start of his decline that led him ultimately to prison. He's now serving 19 years to life for a murder. So on that cheery note, the next song, or the previous song, was Ain't Too Proud to Beg by The Temptations. Also, if you want a rocky version of that, the Rolling Stones recorded it in 74. It's a pretty good number. And the first one was a song by Tammy Terrell. She had a very interesting but very short career. She was, amongst other things, in James Brown's backing band. And she also recorded an album with Marvin Gaye, who's coming up a little bit later on. This particular version is also, there is a version where she sings with him and one where she just sings on her own. Fortunately, she passed away at the age of 24 in 1970, so only 4 years after this song was recorded or released. Way too early. Coming up, though, we have Kim Weston.
Thank you. could love you from the very start. Maybe, heaven knows, I could show you with an open heart. Baby, you're the one that I've been waiting for, in this loneliness forevermore. Me, if we parted and I never knew, funny, deep inside my heart I hope and pray that someday you'll come to me and say, baby, I know you're the one for me.
Marvin Gaye with You're the One for Me. He also recorded with the first artist that we heard, Kim Weston. That song was called It Takes Two. As I mentioned, he also recorded with Tammy Terrell, and apparently when she passed away, he became kind of fed up with the music industry and took a little break there. And apparently he tried to get into professional football unsuccessfully, but still worth a try. And just before that, we had, let's see, oh yeah, Supremes, You Keep Me Hanging On. And the first one was Kim Weston with Helpless. And now we go into this segment, Horrible Things That Happened in 1966. Walt Disney died producing The Jungle Book, probably not from, like, it wasn't caused by him producing The Jungle Book, but he did pass away. The Church of Satan was formed in San Francisco. Probably unrelated to Walt Disney's passing, but you never know. And the Cultural Revolution started in China, so there you go. On a happier note, Star Trek, the original TV series, debuts on NBC in 1966. So that's good. Good for the nerds. And next up, we have The Contours.
Crying. I'm not afraid to die.
That was Marv Johnson with Just the Way You Are. And before that, Martha Reeves and the Vandellas. Although apparently the Vandella part wasn't actually in the studio. The song was called My Baby Loves Me. And before that, the Eilie Brothers with This Old Heart of Mine, written by Holland Dozier Holland, the songwriting team behind almost all the good Supreme songs, some Marvin Gaye songs, and a ton of other Motown-related music. Before that, Just a Little Misunderstanding by The Contours, written or partially composed by Stevie Wonder and some other fellas at Motown. We're going to take a little bit of a break from the Motown-y stuff and see what's happening in the rest of the music world in 1966.
Love you, but long as there are stars above you, You never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, well, life would still go on, believe me. The world could show nothing to me. So what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you.
Because you lied and because he took you for a ride, because time is on his side, and because I want you, I want you, yes, I want you so bad, honey, I want you.
Tomorrow Never Knows by The Beatles, I Want You by Bob Dylan, God Only Knows by Beach Boys, and Under My Thumb by The Rolling Stones. Four artists that are usually pretty hard to avoid in the 60s, and 66 in particular. All great albums, great songs. So we only have a couple minutes left, so I'm going to play you out with a short number. Thank you for listening, and good night.
Come on, hold me tight.